All right. Shout out Joe in the house. There we go.
Yeah.
That's right.
She does everything around here.
Beautiful smile. Yeah, my buddy Blair just dropped me off a gift.
What is it? Open it.
Okay. It says, to Dusty, love your Chiefs and Royals. Don't let anyone bring you down. I hope this changes your day. Week, month, and year. Listener and friend Blair.
I hope it's a picture of him.
I would love it.
Me too.
He's a very good-looking person. Oh, that's amazing. What a guy.
Is it a picture of himself?
No.
It's show the camera.
It's a signed picture of Jack Antonoff.
Oh, nice.
He is the lead singer of the band Bleachers, one of my favorite bands.
Nice. That's cool.
That's awesome.
I like his signature.
And it's actually a certificate on the side.
Oh, a certificate of authenticity. Look at that.
Yeah, how about that? Shout out Blair. Yeah. I'm going to cry. So there it is on the camera.
That's sweet.
And then it's the certificate of authenticity is on the back from one Jack Antonoff. If you don't know who Jack Antonoff, there is Chiefs ties to this as well. He is the producer of a lot of Taylor Swift's albums. Shout out Blair, man. So now I have a photo of him signed, and he also got me a t-shirt that night of the concert.
Cool.
At the Bleachers a lot. I will post on X later. But let's get into the Richard of the Week.
Richard of the Week.
I thought we had an open for
I
this.
Thought we did too.
I don't know.
That was the open right there. That's how it's going to sound anyway, right?
No,
no, we got one. You're right. We do. You're right. That's my fault.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
All right. Someone who's not a Richard, which is Mr. Blair, thank you very much again for that gift. I appreciate you very dearly. That will be hung up in my room. What a guy. But we get into this week's Richard of the Weeks. Richard of the Week. Bob kind of already teased his, and he's been hot about it for like 24 hours.
Yeah, just under 24, yeah, because this is about 5 o'clock yesterday.
Yeah, so who's your Richard of the Week this week, Bob? You don't know the name, but you know who.
No, I don't know who it was, but, you know, I get tired of the selfish Parker. And really, I just get tired of the selfish person, right? You know, and this is a society that we're living in. And they very good. And you have to understand that there are other people in this world, and you're not the only person driving. And I will say, most people who drive silver minivans are some of the worst drivers on the road, right? I mean, I don't think anybody would argue the minivan driver per capita is the worst driver on the streets today. This one happened to be a Mercedes-Benz that I saw, and I was over at California Trail yesterday for the eighth grade football game. Shout out California Trail with a big win over MT Mission Trail. Tommy with the interception. Bolton, study his game film. Learn how to cover the tight end like Tommy did yesterday. So I walk out because I have to go pick up my other daughter at tennis practice, right? And there are two handicap parking spaces, and in between the two handicap parking spaces are kind of that blank space, no pun intended, with Taylor Swift, where they have the bigger space. So if you're in a handicap van, you can open it up, get your wheelchair out, and it's got the stripes painted on it diagonally, signalizing no parking. And so the normal human being, the nice human, the respectful human, would not A, park in a handicap spot if they're not handicapped, but B, would definitely not back their Mercedes in the spot between the two handicap spots and just park over the striped lines. Well, that person did that. Sir or madam, you are a Richard or a Richard et. Because what you did is an absolute Richard move by backing your car in and basically rendering two handicap spots useless because nobody could open the doors on either side once they pulled into that handicap spot. And if you want to see this picture, it is a glorious photo. I have it on my X account at Bob Fesco when you're there watching the show.
Oh, but then you're the jerk for calling somebody
out. Right. Oh, and of course, I got ripped for that. You're a jerk for pointing that out. No, I'm not. No. You're a jerk for parking there. And
you're
if you think I'm the jerk for
you're
posting that picture, then you're a jerk. And you've probably done stuff like that. Like, have some damn respect, man. Don't park in a handicap spot. Don't park in front of a fire hydrant. Don't park in between the handicap parking spots. This world is not yours. It's everybody's. You're a piece of it. And have respect for others, man. If I had a freaking knife, I would have slashed tires yesterday.
Oh, good hell. Oh, my God.
I knew Bob was going to love this segment when I was like, hey, when we do Fesco and Dusty, is it okay if we bring a couple of after-hour bits? He's like, yeah, as long as it's Richard of the Week.
Well, I mean, but seriously, who point does example? Something like that?
No, it's terrible. It's terrible. You're right, Bob.
Did you cut the If I Had a Knife?
Yeah, I get so much anxiety when I see people do that, Dusty. And I'm not kidding about that. Like, it bothers me so much that people can be that rude, that inconsiderate, and that disrespectful of everybody else out there that they're just going to park their ride wherever they feel like it. Me and my guy Bobby at the J, we text pictures every day of just people that just don't know how to park over the line, straddling the line sideways. But this one yesterday, this was the all-timer. I mean, go look at the picture on X. Mac, I think you were the first person to like it.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, oh, gosh.
Mac, what do you want to do? You want to go first or you want me to go next?
I'll let you go last, Bob. We'll say, or Dusty, we'll save the best for last. I'll go fans threatening Will Levis.
Really?
Or even you can go one step further and throw the coach of the Lions Campbell, into it as
Same
well.
Thing.
What is going on?
Yeah, people finding Dan Campbell's address and he's having to move houses now. People texting Will Levis, he's having to change phones. They're threatening him. I mean, get it. We're three passionate sports dudes. We get it. We love our teams. We love these players. And sometimes we can get mad. But that is just ridiculous. Do better. Terrible.
Yeah, yeah. You don't call athletes and Dan Campbell having to move because people would show up after a loss to his house.
That's why Ben Maurer is saying make a moat with alligators.
Oh, man. You got to be some sort of sicko.
Somebody says, hey, Bob, they make little business cards that you can stick on or on the way that you suck at parking on the back. They have about 20 options you can check of bad parking instances. You'd need a stack of them.
Oh, I'd run out of those on the first day.
Somebody says you should have called the cops. Not my job.
I'm not going to tie up the police officers for something like that, though. You know, like their time is much more valuable.
Yeah, it's not like you put a picture of their license plate up
there.
Well,
they didn't have a front license plate. People are like, expose the license plate.
No, you always have to mark that out.
Why do you, though? I mean, we're driving around in public.
That's just privacy.
But you're driving around in public.
I think it's also illegal.
Is it?
It's called doxing, I believe.
Really? So you're allowed to drive around in public with a license plate on it, but you can't post it on social media?
Well, you're not supposed to.
Okay.
It's the same thing with having that number in front of your house. Don't post someone else's number in front of their house. You know,
Mine goes to the Chinese zoo. So I'll be a little more lighthearted here, even though
this is great.
These people suck. All right. So the story was on TMZ. My Richard of the Week is this Chinese zoo. Chinese zoo goers are barking mad after learning the alleged pandas they visited the zoo were just dogs painted to look like at-risk bears. The deception was uncovered by visitors after one of the so-called pandas began barking and panting like a dog, according to local media reports. Video footage shows of the painted-up pups then began to make their rounds online, which shows two pandas roaming about the enclosure where the curly tails are clearly visible. At first, the zoo tried to dance around the allegations, claiming the obvious dogs were actually a breed of panda dogs. As zoo-goers and others online refused to accept this claim, the zoo eventually confessed to the truth that they had just dyed two Chow Chows, a fluffy dog breed popular in China. Unsurprisingly, duped visitors responded to the revolution demanding their money back, and we don't blame them for what it's worth. This isn't the first time a zoo in China has tried to deceive visitors by swapping out pandas for made-up chow chows. Back in May, the zoo admitted to pulling off a similar scheme, though they didn't defend themselves, saying the disguise were just next best alternative they could offer up. You folks are Richards of the Week for me.
Yeah.
One, I already don't like zoos. I don't want to get into a high horse of that. But two, those dogs could have like a chemical outbreak to the paint.
Well, you don't paint an animal.
And then lie about it.
Well, that was the lying like, was, you see it's a panda dog. No, it's not.
And if you see the picture of it, you're like, that's a dog.
It's a dog.
Like, that is definitely not a panda. But they had got out of the way to, like, dye their eyes black, put little black spots and their ears and their legs, yet there's a clear and obvious dog tail of a chow chow. Rich of the Week, Chinese.
Yeah.
Rich of the Week, people who don't know how to park. Rich of the Week, the fans going after Will Levis. That's just not fair.